Brothers and sisters, I shared this quote with you earlier, and I just want to return to it now, and I want you to, let's take it apart here a little bit when we think about this story of Holy Week. And the story, this tremendous story of Jesus' death on the cross. We have to have a better understanding of why Jesus did what he did and really who we are as a people of faith. But this is what Paul Tillich wrote. Now, this was in the 20th century. But the question we have to ask ourselves really is this: is it that different here now that we find ourselves in the 21st century? But here he wrote, "Whereas once we were haunted by the fear of death and then by guilt and sin, the principal anxiety in the 20th century is not sin, but meaninglessness." In other words, our greatest fear in this world today is not sin. It is a simple fact that we hold no meaning. Now, what do you think Jesus would say to that? First of all, he would say this: brothers and sisters, you have the greatest meaning of any other person that's walked this earth. He would look us square in the eyes and he would say this: Jesus Christ died for you. Set aside this idea that I don't have as much as other people. I get jealous of other people, all of these things. I've shared this quote with you before. I share it again beginning Holy Week. God has given you everything you need. If God don't have it, God says you don't need it. So stop worrying about what other people have. Figure out what you have and get to work. In other words, God has given you a mission that he's given no one else in the face of human history. So whenever you find yourself saying, well, I'm meaningless, I'm nothing, you have to fight that. And you have to realize that's not the story of Jesus. Jesus died for you and for me. You have a purpose. You have a mission. But ultimately, what I find concerning about this quote is this: that we find ourselves more concerned about the idea of being meaningless than we do about sin. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ didn't come to this earth to tell all of us, I love you. God said that from heaven. Jesus Christ came to this earth to suffer, to die, and to rise. To shatter a kingdom that had taken over this earth. A kingdom of fear, a kingdom of anxiety, a kingdom where death wins, a kingdom, a reign of sin, a reign of Satan. All of this reign, that was the fear of people. People died, they went to Sheol, where it was a life of really, you just sit there, did nothing, and you waited. That's what Jesus came to shatter. And this is something I'm going to share with you, a fact that many of you probably don't realize. We oftentimes think about Palm Sunday being the procession of Jesus into Jerusalem. The story goes that at the same time, Pilate would process in from the west, Jesus from the east, Pilate from the west into Jerusalem, because they realized at the Passover so many people were going to be there, and all of a sudden riots could unfold because the Jewish people would confront the Roman people. And so what did Pilate bring with him? He brought with him bands and bands and bands of soldiers to keep the peace. Isn't that quite a story? Pilate comes on horses. Jesus rides in on a donkey, a completely different message. Pilate comes to thwart the riot. Jesus comes to save us from our sins. And what happens between those two? Eventually, as we hear in the Passion story of today, they meet. They meet. And while Pilate thinks that he has kind of won by putting Jesus to death, by giving in to the crowd, by not allowing the riot to happen, in the end, Jesus has the final say. Sin is conquered. Death is conquered. And we have the greatest meaning that we ever have, because now we know definitively that we are truly loved. So brothers and sisters, think about that great story today. The story of our lives isn't about meaninglessness, because we have meaning. It's about sin. That's what we have to conquer. That's what we have to overcome. Because that, more than us being meaningless, keeps us more from God than anything else. Fight sin and be about Jesus Christ. Okay, let's keep that message before us as we begin this great week we call Holy Week.